This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis County voters are just days away from effectively deciding whether County Executive Steve Stanger stays in office or is replaced by businessman Mark Montavani. With no prominent Republican running, whoever wins the Democratic primary has the edge in November. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look.
Stanger and Montavani are continuing their record-setting spending spree, with most of it going to TV ads. And after months of attacking each other, the two are trying, to some degree, to keep it positive in their final pitches to voters. Montavani is promoting his recent endorsements, which include a couple of media outlets, former County Executive Charlie Dooley, and several current or former local officials.
Montavani has the personality and experience to put the county back on track.
Stanger's final ad appears to have several aims. It begins by highlighting his opposition to right to work, but then shifts into other topics.
Steve Stanger has a diverse cabinet with African Americans and women in leadership positions.
Stanger has had a strained relationship with some black officials ever since he ousted Dooley in the last Democratic primary for county executive in 2014. He is promoting his opposition to Proposition A, which would make Missouri a right-to-work state. Stanger also is taking note of his endorsements by most area labor groups, including those representing police and firefighters. But then Stanger's ad shifts into attack mode.
Mark Montavani, what a phony.
Montavani long has been running ads that call Stanger corrupt. The two have been jabbing at each other for months. Stanger contends that Montavani is really a Republican and cites his GOP donations, most notably to former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. Montavani accuses Stanger of arranging sweetheart deals for donors and points to the hefty donation Stanger got from the team who redeveloped the old Northwest Plaza site. Stanger moved some county offices there. Stanger says his sole aim is to improve a troubled part of the county. And Montavani says he's a true Democrat, but has backed Republicans who he thought were moderate. That back and forth can obscure the real differences between Montavani and Stanger over how the county should be run. Montavani, who is seeking his first public office, says the county needs a fresh approach.
The fact that this place is in decline is wholly unacceptable to me, and I think we require leadership at this point in time that is willing to be aggressive in terms of addressing the challenges that we face.
Stanger has been involved in county government for almost a decade and says his experience is producing results.
I think if you look at the results that we have achieved over the last 3.5 years, I think that our first term as county executive is a real standout in the history. In the history of St. Louis County.
Stanger cites the county's efforts to fight opioid abuse and direct more contracts to minorities. He also points to last year's voter approval of Proposition P, which raises more money for law enforcement. Montavani says not enough is being done to improve the county's economic growth. He also promises to take a more conciliatory approach than Stanger in dealing with the county council.
At a time when we have these fundamental regional and county challenges, we have a county government that is largely dysfunctional.
Stanger says county government is operating just fine and that conflicts sometimes are unavoidable.
If you have a true leader in this office, sometimes you have to say no.
What's not in dispute is the spending record that the two men are setting. Montavani already has spent close to $2 million. Most of it is his own money. Stanger's tally is about $4 million, which is twice what he spent when he defeated Dooley. Both men have plenty left in their bank accounts for their final appeals to the public. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.